This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings, based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this 8th of October, 2013. And are we all ready for October 17th? Evidently, that's when we run out of money. We've run out of money a long time ago. We should commemorate the date where we ran out of money and then we start borrowing. And then borrowing. And then borrowing. But don't worry, because full faith and credit of the U.S. government, and it knows what it's doing, and of course, lax bankers would keep shoveling dollars at the federal government like there's no tomorrow. You know, would that work for either you or I? Could you keep going to the bank and keep borrowing and borrowing? At one point, they'd say, you know, we've lent you enough, and your ability to repay is somewhat in question, so you're not getting any more. Andy Hoffman, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing well, thank you. And by the way, yes, that is a fluid date. Now they're saying somewhere between October 22nd and November 1st, which just means that there'll be more wrangling between these morons in Congress and the president for another week or so.
Well, they have a problem because there's some stuff coming to maturity that they've got to pay off. And when our glib little half-assed president, and I can think of no other way to put it, Andy, I'm sorry, says that, well, you know, raising the debt doesn't really matter because we've done it 100 times before. And don't worry, this is just paying back what has been already borrowed. That's already been through the cycle. We're not raising the debt ceiling of the United States government. In other words, we're not going into any further debt.
Right. Well, the word that I use for the way that they've gotten now between him and Congress is juvenile. I mean, they say things that are so unbelievably stupid. And yeah, look, we know that the average person has been dumbed down to the point that they either don't care or really don't understand these things. But to say that then say we're not a banana republic. And remember what the Congress did in May when they, quote, delayed the debt ceiling. They just said, yeah, we're going to delay it. Now Obama says, well, I'm not going to negotiate about it, even though the Constitution says I have to. And then, you know, if it goes up, it's not raising debt. I mean, they really think that we're all morons.
Well, I don't know about all of us, but those who voted for Obama, I would put in that category. A political class of people that either have no class or they really don't understand how government's supposed to work, and they once again fell for the, what was his campaign for this cycle, Hope and Change? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get political here, but it's not like George Bush has done anything different or McCain or any of these guys do anything different. They're all the same.
They have,
You know, the Democrats and the Republicans right now are doing not a single thing different. They always get together to print and spend. That's what they will do here, and that's what they'll always do. The problem is that it's a credibility issue. The whole world is watching this. Mm-hmm. I mean, today I saw it says Republicans propose to set up a committee like the Super Committee in 2011 that did absolutely nothing. They really think that they're going to pass that again and there's not going to be a run on treasuries and the dollar? No, this is a problem. They're not going to be able to just do a, quote, fiscal cliff deal where they just, we'll just raise the debt ceiling, all as well. No, something bad is going to come out of this, and probably something bad in the next week or two.
Well, I'm looking at this, and from CNS News, they put it this way. The U.S. Treasury needed to pay off a record of approximately $7,546,726,000,000 in maturing Treasury securities for fiscal 2013, which ended last Monday, according to the Treasury's own official accounting. Now, during that same period, the Treasury turned around and issued another $8,323,949,000,000 in new Treasury securities. Now, if people do not understand, and this was a new one on me, Andy, I must admit, I will tell people when I am ignorant of the facts. There is a difference between a treasury security and a bond. Now, the spread between the old debt held by the public that matured and paid off during the fiscal year and the new debt that was sold to cover government spending over and above tax revenues increased the net federal government debt held by the public. I love how they say that it's held by us. By $777.23 billion during the fiscal year. In the previous fiscal year of 2012, the Treasury had needed to redeem only $6,804,556,000,000 in Treasury securities, but it needed to turn around and issue $7,924,651,000,000 in new securities. Now, Obama says, you know, we're not raising the spending limit of the government. We're just paying off the past stuff. Well, no, I see $800 billion. I see $777 billion. This is on its road, and I don't trust government figures. So we'll just round it out at a cool even $1 trillion. Now, Andy, I'm either politically naive, or I totally screwed up my addition and subtraction and multiplication in school. But I'm looking at the government that, well, is now shut down. It is, but kind of not. And does anybody really notice? I haven't. But we've got a problem. There's only two ways in which to help alleviate, not cure, but help alleviate the current crisis manufactured that we're in right now, and that's cut spending and raise taxes. Is there anything about that you do not agree with, Mr. Hoffman?
Well, I mean, it's not feasible. That's what on paper we should do. Of course, raising taxes only makes things worse. They will raise taxes. And again, if we're going to be socialist states of America, we will have socialist tax rates. And that's why another reason why I scream to people to get out of the dumb IRAs, because you're paying taxes on them. So why not pay the 35% now rather than the 50% you're going to pay when we have tax rates just like they have in Europe and Canada? I mean, it's the no-brainer of all no-brainers.
Well, we're talking about a flawed system that's only escalating in its decadence. But that's not a cure. I mean, the way I understand it, and you would probably know better than I, because you work with clients and portfolios and their financial histories and all that other stuff. I thought we were already paying well over 50% in taxes.
I'm just talking about the federal rate. The federal rate is going to 50%. Once you throw in everything else, the average person is going to be paying, you know, closer to 60 to 70% if they make any kind of real money. But as for what you're talking about with all these maturing treasuries, yeah, we have to roll over $7 or $8 trillion of debt in the coming year. And that's why we need more QE, not tapering, more QE. And I was one of the few people who said there would be no tapering. And I stick to it. And I still believe that we may actually see QE5 by year end, and certainly before any talk of tapering.
All right. Hang on, folks. Andy Hoffman is with us for this hour. We'll take your calls as well, 800-313-9443.
Cree Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The difference between treasury bills and treasury notes, Treasury bills have maturities of anywhere between a few days to 52 weeks, and Treasury notes, 2 years to 10 years, and Treasury bonds have maturities of 30 years. And I never knew that breakdown. So, Andy, so we've got quantitative easing ad infinitum. You there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Oh, I thought the question was going to go further.
Well, it is. That was a statement. Now here's the question.
I'm here.
Okay. Why, if they keep doing the quantitative easing, we know what's going to happen. We know what happens if they stop the QE. Market collapses. But what's the ramifications of keep pumping endless dollars into an already failed system?
Well, we lose credibility in the dollar. I mean, we've been losing it for years. It's not like it's anything new.
Yeah.
I mean, just against the crappy euro, I mean, Europe's on the verge of collapse, and the dollar is down 35% against the euro over the last decade. And frankly, the euro hasn't fallen at all against the dollar, despite all of the stuff going on with the pigs. That just shows you how low the credibility is. Now we know that the Chinese, the Japanese who are the only major owners of the treasuries beside the Fed have become net sellers. So there's already no one left. And if we decide that, if we tell them we're not only going to continue QE, we're going to increase it. At some point, they're just going to start selling in mass because they know that there's going to be hyperinflation. And remember, the Fed itself loses tons of money. The Fed has a $3.5 trillion portfolio of treasuries and mortgage bonds. So the more interest rates go up, the more they lose, and they barely have any equity to start with. So everything, the credibility, the finances of everything are at stake right here. And remember, thanks to Operation Twist and now QE 3 and 4, the Fed is no longer just buying short-term bills and notes, as you said. They have now gone way out on the yield curve with bonds, so they own extremely risky, volatile investments that go down very fast. So basically, the more QE they do, the less the credibility in the dollar in the treasury market, and the more likely there'll be a run on them. And the less they do, the markets will crash because they're the only thing holding the markets up.
So we're damned if we do, and we're double damned if we don't.
Yeah, or vice versa. You can pick which is worse. But well, the fact is, the ultimate end game is always the same. These are Ponzi schemes. And I don't just use that term loosely. It's the definition of a Ponzi scheme is when something must grow larger to survive, and it also must maintain confidence. So that's why big government, for instance, must grow larger. You can't shut it down. As we know, they haven't shut anything down. And the dollar itself, the treasury market, they must print more dollars, and they must issue more treasuries.
Have you ever heard of a guy by the name of August Sieber?
I have not.
Well, you're going to find this story interesting because it has profound significance in USA Today. Now, who the Sieber guy was, he was an organ builder from Bavaria. Yeah, okay. And what he did, though, was he did a time capsule in an organ that he built on January 8th, 1930, and installed in a church. And this is kind of like a time capsule hidden within the organ in Nidaros Cathedral by its builder from Bavaria, as I've said. And this handwritten note and a half a billion German Reichsmarks have been found. Well, that note that he wrote was a warning note. When he began building, or when the Bavarian organ builder worked on the organ, which is now in the Nidaros Cathedral in Trondheim in Norway, he decided to leave a message warning future generations of the dangers of hyperinflation. He left a half a billion German Reichsmarks together with that letter. According to a gentleman by the name of Bon Saken, and I really wished you Norwegian people would find a language that people could understand and speak. but that's another matter. He's overseeing the restoration of the organ. And it is strange that this has not been found before, because this organ has been moved before. Now, according to the News Norway News Service, the litter and the money weren't even discovered in 1962 when the people from Steinmeier were in Trondheim to move the organ from one wing of the church to another. Now, the Sieber character, an organ builder from Bavaria, left the 12 banknotes, one of which was worth 500 million marks, as a time capsule. The package was concealed in one of the organ's wind chests and found by experts from the Swiss organ company, and again, I Norwegian whatever, last name Kuhn. That much I know. Now, Bonsaken said that that message was hidden with the money, conveyed a bitter and emotional greeting, warning future generations of the dangers of hyperinflation from a time when Germany was still recovering from the damages of the First World War. Bonsaken continued, saying that the state itself also fell apart when Germany lost the war against the entire world, and everything was kaput and bankrupt. People also had no money either. Now, reportedly in 1923, Germany's government, intervened to stop hyperinflation, which was affecting the country, which rendered the notes worthless. Now, this report that Sieber expected this would change following the Wall Street crash of 1929, and it was stated enough money will come with inflation, as you'll see. Now, Bonsaken said he does not know today's value of the money, but this is something that they will be investigating. So here is a bite from the past with somebody trying to outwit the money system, the funny money system, by just printing money. This is, 70, 80 years ago? And where do we find ourselves today? Let me take go ahead.
People talk about Weimar Germany as if it's like this isolated example, or Zimbabwe. Well, only those two. I mean, I did a couple of pieces. I have charts of all, just from the 20th century, there's literally like 200 examples of hyperinflation just in the 20th century and into today. Many in the same countries over and over again. So it's really incredible that people don't realize how this always ends the same way. All 599 times it's been tried over 2,000 years.
Wait, back up. How many times?
599 fiat currencies. And in fact, the only ones that didn't collapse due to hyperinflation were because they were conquered by other nations. Every single time they failed.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem here? Is not the governments and reporting people, aren't they reminding people of the dangers of funny money? How and why is it that the mistakes just keep being made over and over again, Andy? Why?
Well, I write about this all the time, and it is amazing to me. The human psyche is incredible. I mean, the majority of people have no way of protecting themselves to start with, so they'll just believe the propaganda and believe about anything about hope, change, anything, entitlements, you name it, that might get them through the next day. But when you look at that, the press as a whole, and you wonder how there's not any real critical thinking out there, it really is remarkable to me. Like, you know, the Bob Woodwards of the world, there's just no more left.
All right, we got to take the break here, and I've got a Uper online that wants to talk to you. And if nobody knows what that is, well, that's somebody that lives in Michigan, in a place where the sun shines, but it's always very cold.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
All right, we are back. Man, only in America, I swear to God. Homeless man, Andy, in Boston, finds a backpack with 42 grand in it. And there was a Chinese national that had his passport in there as well. Some guy out in front of a TJ Maxx finds 42 grand in cash. Turned it over to the cops. Some 27-year-old in a marketing firm hears about it, makes a website for the guy, and tells the story. And so far, in a couple of days, they've collected 90 grand for the homeless man. I keep running this damn network in this economy. I'm going to be homeless. Will somebody write a story about me?
That's a nice story, actually.
Yeah, well, it is. And what do you get today for being honest?
The only way to survive in the system is to be a banker that gets free money or a freeloader. And I shouldn't even say freeloader because there's a lot of people who need the help. They just can't. There's no jobs available. They have too much people that depend on them, and they just can't make ends meet. But there's also a lot of people who are not trying. And everyone else in between, the former middle class, are suffering.
Former, never to return.
That's right.
Unless
it really is a 1% and a 99% these days.
Unless we dump the system that we have right now, and I've not, Andy, to this day, I've not heard any real conversations about what to do with the money system that we have. You know, 599 currencies in 2,000 years, and nobody's learned a lesson that fiat currency is not necessarily a good idea. I mean, this is astounding to me. I had a caller that called in this show, Andy, the other day, and said his brother, not a friend of a friend of a friend's friend, no, his brother, two of his customers have committed suicide over, you know, and I'm not here to argue for or against a person's character, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. It takes a lot of guts to off yourself. Make no mistake about that. That is an act of total desperation, that there is no hope, no redemption, nothing, to leap into that void of nothingness for eternity. And this guy says, yeah, my brother is seeing his customers committing Harry Caray.
Well, the people are never going to do anything. So as much as people think idealistically it would be great if there were movements, you could take the Tea Party, the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street,
yeah.
You name it, there will be people that like to do these things, but the powers that be are too powerful. And
are they really though? I mean, Andy,
yes, they are.
Andy,
wait a minute.
When you make a statement like that, now I understand power and I understand the ability to shape and mold future events. We all understand that. We know that. But why is it, do we not give them too much power by saying exactly that? Oh, well, they're powerful. It's the illusion that they have created. It is nothing more than the boogeyman illusion that they have created.
Yeah, but they have all the money. Look, no one would accuse me of saying complimentary things about them. I'm probably going to be the first one who gets arrested for all the things that I've said about them.
And I'm telling people
to protect themselves from what they're doing. Because I know that ultimately their system is a Ponzi scheme that will fail.
Yeah.
But as for popular movements to dethrone them, I would be shocked to see anything even close to something like that. Just because there is a lot of power up there and money. And, you know, that's why I just tell people the best thing to do is to prepare for it when it inevitably happens, so that when they do go down, you can survive and thrive in the next incarnation of the economy and government.
Well, and I'm not sure that it's going to be a system that I want to live in, because it's going to
The transition, it's going to be horrible. There will eventually be a better system, but I don't know if that better system is going to be in our lifetime. Maybe it will be. Maybe we'll be lucky. Who knows?
I let me get Bob in the UP here before he hangs up. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
I think Vladimir Putin made a pretty astute observation in his editorial to the New York Times, saying that exceptionalism is a very poor policy, be that foreign affairs, or if you can go just one further, right here in this country. We've had at least 2 to 3 generations, maybe more, people that are mediocre underachievers being taught that they are exceptional, and they are not.
Well, I couldn't agree more. The reason that they've been taught that, or the reason that they've been led to believe that we are, is because we've had the reserve currency. The rest of the world abdicated that to us in 1944, and we took it 100% in 1971. And since then, we've been able to print our money more than everyone else and have less ramifications. As a result, we've had a better standard of living, and the illusion that somehow America is more powerful. And of course, coming with that reserve currency is the ability to build up this ridiculous military that is so powerful. But you are completely right. The more that we've spent, the more lazy we've got, the more dumb people have gotten in general, the less that we have deserved any kind of exceptionalism moniker. Maybe for a brief period in the 50s and 60s, we were the, quote, best country. But right now, we're plummeting to the bottom of the rankings.
Yeah, I agree. And I consider myself one of those mediocre underachievers. Thank you. Like in 1966, when I was in school in civics and economics class, the teachers were from like the Depression era, and we were taught, regardless of what it said in the book by Grabby, Hans, and DeBrum, that the only wealth is solid, durable goods and what you can have. Anything else, like paper money, was merely abstract.
Well, everything you've just said shows that you are far from a mediocre underachiever. You're one of the few people who understand the system and how it works, and you're humble enough to realize that America is just another country, and Americans are just another group of people in a big world.
Yeah, I guess. The only other thing I have to say is I was never so glad when I turned 40, because the pressure was off, and I understood my parents' advice. I ain't going to amount to nothing. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. So, Andy, how do you see this thing shaping up? I mean, you've got to have some positive stuff going on in your head. Say that we get through this and we're prepared and we at least survive. Do you see a better system than what we had before?
I'm not trying to simplify it, but the general concept is no different than what happened here in America. The people that started the founding fathers, they themselves, I guess you can call them exceptional because they stood up for what they believed in. But the fact is, the system, the British system, was going to fall. And there was a big war, and there was many years and decades of strife and poverty before the war ended, and a new system arose from the ashes. And the same thing will happen here. I can't say the time frame, how it will be. Will it be bloodless? Will it be? Will there be hyperinflation? But the fact is, we're going to go through a lot of pain. But ultimately, real money always restarts the system. And when it restarts, people remember, just like the founding fathers that wrote the Constitution saw the flaws of the British system, the people that write the next system will see the flaws of this one. And they will create a new system that will be better. Eventually, they'll do what this one did. Hopefully, it takes many centuries because the fiat currency always seems to get into it. Yeah. But yeah, there will be a brighter day. I just can't tell how long that will be. I sense it's going to be quite some time, but it's coming in the horizon. It always does.
Well, in looking at things in the aggregate, I would have a tendency to agree. You're taking. I'm here in the moment. You know, I don't wax poetic or philosophical too often because I'm dealing with certain things. Things being our country, our form of law, how it's being deconstructed, how it's being worked against. And I don't think that we have ever been in a period in history where we know what a worldwide agenda is. You know, I mean, let's face it, Andy. I mean, the Romans tried to have their world order, and they did for a while. The English tried it. They had ships. They were able to do it. They were empires. But there is a new game afoot now, and it's global government. I don't think we're ever going to be allowed to return in any semblance of a free people in the good old U.S. of A. And that's my philosophical point of view.
Physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Folks, the known universe is over 90 billion light years. And I don't want to bore you, and I don't want to take a whole hell of a lot of time here to try to relay of, there's not even a descriptive word for vast distance, because it's not even within our imaginings how far that really is. But, I mean, come on. Here we are on planet Earth, a little dirt ball in the sky in a universe without end. And we keep doing the same stupid things over and over and over and over again. Sometimes I'm just as pleased as punch to be a part of the human race, and other times I just hang my head in abject sorrow. How incredibly stupid we are. But yet, how creative we can be. I mean, and here's the real kicker to it all, and I've said it before. We can't even really analyze ourselves, because we're human beings. To analyze our own condition is nigh impossible, because you can't do it objectively. There is some bias attached. Fred in Michigan, you're on. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Jim.
Hi.
By the way, I want to thank you for reading from Tex Mars's newsletter, I think, is what you're doing on the other day.
Okay, well, I'm okay. What's your question?
Well, anyway, your guest said that there's not a whole lot of hope that the future history is pretty well consummated, and I'm like you. I tend to look from the perspective of optimism, owing to the fact that throughout history there have been unique individuals. I'm thinking of Edwin Vieira in this context, who authored Pieces of Eight, Dethroning the Imperial Judiciary, The Sword and Sovereignty, Constitutional Homeland Security, and then, of course, Sheriff Richard Mack, the county sheriff, America's Last Hope, CSPOA. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at people like that and comparing them with historic figures like the Wright brothers. Those guys were not pilots. They were bicyclists.
Yep.
And then there's this guy, James Burke, from a good old Britishman, who did the series called Connections back in the 80s. And what the entire theme of that is all about the fact that it was a continuum of people who added to an original concept that ultimately yielded a marvelous historic invention or breakthrough in knowledge.
Right, right.
So I think the solutions are readily at hand, John. It's just the common people have been disenfranchised through various channels. Like when my TV died 8 years ago, I decided I was going to go all radio, and I've never looked back to TV, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And I have no intention of ever going back to the trance vesting machine. And because of that, you know, I'm engaged in what I think is the most noble endeavor of history, and that is to restore accountability, integrity to our homeland.
Yeah.
And Edwin Vieira and Sheriff Mack, I think, have the precise blueprint by which we can proceed. What do you think? What does your guest think about that?
Well, there are many exceptional individuals. I mean, Ron Paul is a perfect example. I know who Edwin Vieira is. In fact, he worked with GATA trying to, you know, do these lawsuits to get the Treasury's real gold numbers out, which, of course, failed. And, yeah, there are plenty of people. There are a lot of listeners to this show. And there are a lot of people I could think of. I call them the good, smart people out there. But that doesn't mean that they're going to save a flawed economic system.
Yeah.
It will fail. And it doesn't matter, as I write, it doesn't matter if you put Jesus Christ or Superman in charge right now. The dollar is going to collapse, and the system is going to fail, and we'll have to start all over again like we always have. And, you know, people don't want to hear that because it's negative, but that doesn't make me a negative person, simply a realist. I spend my days looking for those good, smart people and allying with them because I think it's my best shot of surviving and thriving.
Well, I mean, you'd never want to get with the dumbest people in a room. You'd always want to get closer to the smartest people. But here's my problem here, Andy. We got to, and I'm in no way in any disagreement with Fred here. Edwin Vieira, Pieces of Eight. That should be required reading of everybody, whether you have to do it in high school as a senior for economics, whether you have to do it just to maybe, say, get into college, maybe even to get a liberal arts degree. Who cares? But here's the problem. The institutions that we trusted for so many years, not to, I want to use the term instruct people in the system of government that we have. And it really wasn't too hard for the government and the people to figure out the respective roles of whose responsibility is to do what. But we're battling something now that goes beyond the pale. Now I'm starting to see things come about that, well, we need to have solutions, but, you know, we have to dialogue. Now we have to stop using these tags. And I'm listening to this and I'm going, okay, well, a lawyer doesn't believe in words. Words have meaning, specifically, say, in a contract. So now I'm supposed to drop the inflaming vernacular, because I can't call people a socialist now, because I recognize what socialism is and what we're practicing. See, we can't do that now. See, we have to dialogue with each other now. I am listening to this, and every damn time I turn around, I'm seeing the rugged individual, the person that is set apart from the lemming crowd, trying to be erased, not recognized. Do you know what happened, Andy? Let me give you an example. And Fred, thank you for your call. Your point's well taken. Look, with a woman that supposedly tried to run into the White House, that was on SSRIs, or she was withdrawing from them. That's my take on this. Do you know what happened, Andy, on the mall? A black man
set himself on fire,
poured gasoline on himself, and killed himself on the mall. And there's no reports about it. It came to me through an email on the internet. And there was something, somebody had heard him say something of voter rights, and he did a salute and then set himself on fire. We don't get any of that. We get this hyped crap over a bunch of cops that can't figure out a way to restrain an unarmed woman with a kid in the car and then just shoots her to death. And then we have the United States Congress assembled, standing, giving these thugs standing ovations. Really?
Well, now you know why I'm so negative in general. Not about the human race, but about the current condition of the zeitgeist of America.
Well, but see, we had a system before too many people thought it was kind of cool or faddish or socialistic or kind of communistic to pee all over it. There is no stopgap measures anymore. None. We're balkanizing the country. People don't have allegiance to anything except themselves and a damn paycheck. And we've got systems in this country. I'll just point to the Communist Manifesto on how important a government-run school system really is. Take a look at what you got. And if you can't convince me that this was not a plan. All right, let me take one more call here because we're running out of time. Michael in New York, go ahead.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Andy, I'm just going to correct you a little bit. With the Founding Fathers, they didn't start a system after they shook off the Brits. They already had the system in place as colonials under the Brits. The Brits became very jealous of that, and they tried to get more and more of their innovation, their ability to create and produce. They wanted to keep tapping more and more of that. And these guys said, hey, you're taking more than your share now. That's what the war was all about. And what they did was they knew how to, they were innovative. They were highly productive, very creative, self-sufficient, enterprising. That's what this country was all about.
Yeah.
Why are we in the mess we're in now? Because those fundamentals were taken from us. We don't make anything. Our own resources here from our own country, like our oil, is all being exported to China and Japan. We're not even getting it for a buck a gallon or less like we should be.
Hey, Michael, hang on one second. I've got to close out this segment. Andy Hoffman, thank you. As always, I'm most appreciative of you being on the show. MilesFranklin.com is the website. You can check out his readings and writings and arithmetic and a bunch of other fine folks over there. Thank you, Andy.
Always a pleasure. And to Michael, absolutely, I agree 100% with you.
All righty. We'll break. We'll be right back. Hang on, Michael in New York. With